From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at a donor conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid get through. Conference opened Thursday in London. Here's British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Today's conference has seen the largest amount of money ever raised in one day in response to a humanitarian crisis, with well over $10 billion pledged.
The amount pledged aims to support people in Syria, as well as Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, neighboring countries that are strained by the exodus of refugees fleeing the fighting in Syria. Somali officials investigating an apparent bomb blast that forced a passenger jet to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu say the explosion was likely the work of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Former Somali National Intelligence Director tells VOA the evidence indicates a planned bomb attack. Somali aviation officials say they estimate the blast went off 15 minutes after the plane took off from Mogadishu Airport, bound for Djibouti. Of the 74 passengers on board, one was likely killed. The senior U.S. military commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, told lawmakers here in Washington Thursday that training for Afghan forces will be severely constrained if the number of American troops there is cut to 5,500, as President Obama is proposing. Critics of Mr. Obama's operations against the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan say reduced troop levels will affect it all. This is VOA News. A Pakistani Islamist leader accused of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks that killed more than 160 people has threatened India will face a wave of violence unless it stops military oppression of the people in the disputed Kashmir region. VOA's Ayesha Tanzim has details.
The founder of Lashkar-e-Taiba, Hafiz Saeed, who India blames for the Mumbai carnage, issued the warning while addressing a gathering in Muzaffarabad, the capital of the Pakistani-administered portion of Kashmir. He again told New Delhi to withdraw its 700,000-member army from the Himalayan region or face consequences. He says if India continues what he calls a policy of trying to crush Kashmir's independence and struggle with military might, then violence will go further. Ayesha Tanzim, Islamabad.
World Health Organization advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly Brazil, poses its greatest danger to pregnant women. WHO also voicing concern about a case of Zika virus in the U.S. state of Texas caused by sexual transmission. Virus was discovered in Uganda's Zika forest in 1947, but scientists say it's never been a major problem on the continent. There's speculation that Zika in the Americas may be a different strain, but further study is needed to confirm that. President Obama promising more financial aid and other support for Colombia as the government prepares to finalize a peace deal with left-wing guerrillas it's battled for more than 50 years. Following Thursday's meeting with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos at the White House, Mr. Obama announced additional funding and other measures he said will help Colombia rebuild after reaching a peace accord with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC.
As Colombia transitions to peace, the United States will work with you hand in hand. I'm proposing that more than $450 million be devoted to helping to reinforce security gains, reintegrate former combatants into society, and extend opportunity and the rule of law into areas denied them for decades.
Colombian government and rebel negotiators have been meeting in Havana for months now to close in on a peace deal that they hope to meet by a March deadline. And in U.S. politics, two remaining Democratic presidential candidates, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, met in a debate on Thursday night ahead of New Hampshire's first presidential primary on Tuesday.
That's the latest world news from VOA.